This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's February 4th, 2010. I'm a nameless, faceless ministry, and the purpose of this broadcast is just to introduce myself when I am sharing what I'm speaking about and about my website, how to reach it. The website is at soundingthealarm.com. Just yesterday, I had my spiritual birthday where on February 3rd, 1981, after many months of being dealt with by the Lord, I actually had broke my collarbone and I was unable to work. And that's where God was really dealing with my life, bringing conviction, and I was repenting. I was so sorry for my sins because, you know, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, and the Spirit of God was convicting me. And even though I, from my parents, had taught me to believe in the gospel, and I did, I believed in Jesus Christ, but I wasn't walking with him. And the Lord had dealt with me to serve him. And I knew that I would one day come where I would serve the Lord. And that's the purpose of this ministry. In my life is to prepare you for the coming of Jesus Christ. He is the King. He is the Lord. And the first time he came was to die for the sins of the world. But the second time he comes is to judge the wicked and to deliver his people. So it's imperative that you want to be on the right side with the Lord, trusting him, being faithful, actually letting Jesus Christ be your very life. And then you'll be blessed at his coming. But woe unto those that are not looking for the coming of Jesus Christ, because they're clearly outlined in the scripture. My commitment is to glorify the Lord, to speak faithfully his word. So everything I say, everything anyone says to you, really put it to the test with scripture and learn to trust the Holy Spirit to guide you into truth. And anything that's not true, cast it aside. It means nothing. I have a website called soundingthealarm.com. I created that website in 2006. And after many years of studying the scripture, going through the seasons, going through the dealings of God, I've grown in the Lord. I love God. I love people. And this message, I call it the alarm, came about by the very end of 2004. I was living in California at the time. I was a real estate broker helping my parents sell their home that they'd owned for over 38 years. And this is before the real estate crash. But I knew it was coming because the Lord was showing me that. Well, I was seeking God about the scriptures. Luke 17 verse 26, as Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man." You know, people eating, drinking, buying, selling, building, planning, going on with life, but they didn't realize the day of judgment was coming that would destroy the earth, except Noah and his family. In fact, Hebrews 11, 6 was a key scripture in that time, that by faith, God had spoke to Noah, and he heard his voice, and God warned him about things that were unseen as yet, and it says that he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. And that's the point, as the Lord is saying he's risen up to judge, he's calling his people to seek his face and to hear his voice and hide in him until this great wrath and indignation be overpassed. Because the Lord is standing up to judge and he's dealing with the nations, particularly the United States of America, because what he had given to this country, blessings and prosperity and peace and prominence, it is squandered. You can see the judgments that are coming. Over several months, the Lord was unfolding the scriptures and speaking to me through dreams, visions, the scripture themselves, and it all came together. And with this message, I call it the alarm. On an April 2, 2005, I took a tape recorder and just spoke what the Lord had been showing with me for months. I have this transcript on my website, soundingthealarm.com. It's called The Alarm. And I actually did a recording twice. And I have put the scriptures, over 2.5 pages of footnotes with scripture. And that is the most important thing. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you go to my website, Sounding the Alarm, You'll see the transcript and all the scriptures you can freely study. But the Lord was showing me that persecution was coming, and that for those that love Jesus Christ, that they'd be persecuted, put in jail, beaten. Some of them would be executed, betrayal, all these things. But for the most part, the people were not prepared. And the Lord wants you prepared for what's coming. Because people are going to give up their faith. And what a tragedy that is. There was a catastrophic earthquake in Indonesia. You may recall, at the very end of 2004, hundreds of thousands of people were killed. It was at least an 8 on the Richter scale. Some say the earth actually rang and moved off its axis. It was severe. And the Spirit of the Lord had told me that when I pondered this event, he said, take note. And I really saw what the Lord was saying, that great multiple cataclysmic events of judgment were coming. And they would come suddenly and at the same time. That the governments would rebel against the Lord and band together with an apostate religious system and control the masses. There'd be martial law in the United States of America. But at the same time, there's an emerging, true, called out people that love the Lord. They're coming outside the religious system. They're coming out of the world to be shining lights of reflecting the glory of Jesus Christ, proclaiming his word and releasing the captives. I encourage you to go check out my website and put it to the test. Pray about it. Seek the Lord, most importantly. God's called you to serve him in these last days that even the prophets desired to look into. Coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. The Lord had showed me visions of a great earthquake. I was living in California. I moved. I actually was released and moved to Montana. And then I've traveled many different states. I've been out of the country, and I had an opportunity to minister in the Caribbean, in Trinidad. So I've shared there on my website, soundingthealarm.com. I've written down, I used to write a lot, and I'm hoping to write a book called the Sounding the Alarm. I have a lot of audios there where I've shared the message. The message that the Lord gave me has many different facets. It's like the spokes on a wheel about apostasy. And this is a key thing that is spoken of in the scriptures, that the day of the Lord would not come unless two things, according to Apostle Paul, an apostasy, a falling away, and the man of sin be revealed. And if you were one that, as a Christian, you thought you wouldn't be here because you've been taught that there'd be a rapture or taking away of the believers before the tribulation that Jesus spoke about in the Gospels, I encourage you to read Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 and 31. You'll see that in that outline, the Olivet Discourse that Jesus discusses, the end of the age, the time preceding his second coming, he outlines the wars and the rumors of wars and the pestilence and the famines and the earthquakes in various places and the persecution and the betrayal and the societal upheaval of men hating men and sin increasing. All these things, false Christ, false prophets, deception, hatred, as we see coming to pass in our world today. But one of the key things, then he spoke of the abomination of desolation that was spoken of by the prophet Daniel. When you see that happening in Israel, if you're living in Israel, you're to run. Run to the mountains. Don't enter the city. Not even to take a coat, not anything out of your house, but run. In those days will be tribulation such as not ever was since from the beginning of time or ever shall be. And that's the point of this message, ladies and gentlemen. The gathering together of the saints in Matthew 24, verses 29 and 31, when Jesus, at the trumpet, sends his angels to gather his elect from the four corners of heaven throughout the earth after the abomination of desolation. So you want to be strong in the Lord and hear his voice and do exploits in these coming days. God bless you.